here in the home. There are people out there that we need to be searching for because they are lost. And we need to do whatever possible to bring them in here. Bring them home. I mean, that's the reason why Jesus took the time to sit there and talk to the woman at the well. That's the reason why Jesus took the time to call Zacchaeus to come down from the tree. That's the reason why Jesus' final words on this earth were, "Today you shall spend with me in paradise." Now, there's a story I read about a 5-year-old son. This son was this little 5-year-old boy, he was invited to vacation Bible school by the next door neighbor. Lady invited him to vacation Bible school. 5-year-old boy asked his dad if he could go, and the father said, sure. Like a lot of times, vacation Bible school, and some parents look at it as a babysitting for 2 to 3 hours. So the boy goes to vacation Bible school, has a great time all week. In the closing ceremony, the boy asks his father to go on the very last day. The father goes. And obviously something was said, something happened where he felt God working on him. Now it took him a while, but it eventually started changing his life. Eventually he became a Christian. Not long afterwards, the father went to ministry school and became a preacher. And the son, who wrote this at 5 years old, eventually became a preacher too. It was all because one lady invited him to vacation Bible school. That changed his life and his father's life. Now, I heard earlier y'all are having Friends Day on November. Invite somebody. Get involved. Go to devotionals. Whatever you have going on here, get involved. Invite a friend, invite a neighbor, invite a family member, a coworker, whoever it is. You don't know who it's going to change or how it's going to change. It may be a kid, but eventually, you know what? That kid may also affect the father in the process, or maybe the mother or the entire family. You don't know the power of God on how it can sit there and change someone's life. We need to be searching. We need to be looking. But there's a second method presented here. You see, the shepherd went searching, and the woman went out searching, but the father stayed home. He didn't go off to a far-off country. And it probably wouldn't have done him any good if he did. If he sat there and dragged his son home because after wasting his inheritance, what did the father do? Father made his home so appealing that a son would want to come back. So in one aspect, we search for one another. But in another aspect, we make sure our church, your home, is so warm and inviting and appealing that others would want to come. Whenever there's prodigals out there in far-off countries, they need to know that your church is a place of love where they will feel warmth, that the people here will understand what someone else is going through, the troubles and difficult times. And then you reach out to them and you minister to them. Now, thirdly, the reward of seeking the lost. There is a reward. And that reward is rejoicing. When the prodigal son came back home, says, "Quickly, bring me the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was once dead and is alive again. He was lost and is now is found." So they began to celebrate. And when the shepherd lost his sheep, he told his friends and neighbors, "Rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep." And Jesus said, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents over 99 righteous persons who do not repent." And when the woman found her lost coin, she called her friends and neighbors and said, "Rejoice with me. I found my lost coin." And Jesus adds, "In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Now listen, if it is that important to the angels, then how much more important should it be to us? When you sit there and think about your family, when you sit there and think about your friends, our loved ones who are outside of Christ, angels rejoice in heaven when one sinner comes to Christ. I mean, you sit there and think about it, the Golden Gate Bridge, when it was completed, angels didn't celebrate. How about when the Wright brothers flew their first plane? No angelic shouts were even heard. How about when the Model T first hit the streets? It didn't bring all of heaven to its feet. How about when the first man landed on the moon? They didn't sing a victory tune. Or how about when the first iPhone 6 came out? I bet they didn't blow old Gabriel's horn for that. There's one thing I'm sure about that can make angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice or her choice. That's when angels rejoice. And that's true with angels. It should also be true with our church as well. I think that's the reason why the invitation is so important. Because it is a decision that you make. A decision that you make that could sit there and affect you for eternity. You see, as Christians, we can search, we can sit there and attract, but when it finally comes down to it, it's your own decision. It's your own decision. Doors are always open, and we're ready to rejoice with you, with the angels in heaven. He wants you to be a child of his through baptism. A new life. But it is up to you. You have to decide that. He invites you. He wants you to come forward as we stand and sing.
"'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung, 'tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue, 'tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung, our God is able to deliver thee, he is able to deliver thee, he is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. To God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Lo, by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. Please be seated.